We'll go back on the record.
I'd like to call as my next witness, Donald King.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you swear the testimony you're giving us right now shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you
God? I do.
State your full name, please.
Donald King, K-I-N-G.
Keep your voice up, please.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Is it better to tone it down?
A little bit.
Mr. King, what is your occupation?
I'm an urban planner. I'm planning.
Can't hear.
You need to come closer. There's plenty of seats available.
I'm the director of planning and zoning for the city of Scranton.
What is your educational background, Mr. King?
I have a bachelor's degree in geography with an emphasis in regional planning.
How long have you been employed by the city of Scranton?
Over 38 years.
And how long have you been the city planner for the city of Scranton?
37 years.
What are your job responsibilities as city planner?
I assume he's not here tonight representing the city of Scranton.
I would actually like to question something on the record on that point.
So it seems to me inappropriate to talk about a job for which he's not here. He's here for some other job. I assume
it goes to the
private consultant.
It goes to a level of planning experience.
So full disclosure, you're here in your individual capacity, correct?
I am.
Okay. I do represent the city of Scranton as special counsel in a narrow engagement related to stormwater implementation. I do not feel that that is a conflict here, but I did want to disclose that. I've actually never met Mr. King, and I've been on quite a few calls with lots of people in Scranton, but not Mr. King. Any issues with that from any of the attorneys or parties?
I certainly have none.
I have none. Mm-hmm.
Great, thank you.
In addition to your work for the city of Scranton, Mr. King, do you do private work?
I do.
Okay. And could you explain or give the board some examples of the type of work that you have done as a planner, both for the city and for private clients?
Yes. Most of my work has been done for the city. In that capacity, I'm in charge of planning and zoning. I've been involved in the drafting of zoning ordinances, comprehensive plans, subdivision of land development ordinances, stormwater management ordinances, floodplain management ordinances. I prepare all environmental assessments for all federally funded projects that the city undertakes. As part of that, economic analysis is always part of those reports. I've done well over 100 of those types of reports.
And what type of work have you done for private clients?
Private clients, I've worked both at, I've testified for objectors regarding uses and whether or not they're allowed by the zoning ordinance. I've testified for developers on projects of land development and zoning issues, whether or not they're allowed.
Have you prepared economic impact assessments?
I have.
And have you done that primarily in connection with your work for the city of Scranton?
Mostly for the, yeah.
Have you testified as an expert before municipalities?
Yes, I have.
Well, can you give us some examples of municipalities in which you've testified?
Besides the city of Scranton, the borough of Hoosick, and Dingman Township in Pike County.
And have you also testified as an expert in the Lackawanna County Court of Common Pleas?
I have.
On all of those occasions, in what field were you accepted as an expert?
Planning.
And is the preparation of economic impact studies, Mr. King, part of the work you call, you feel is within the scope of your expertise as a planner.
I do.
I'm offering Mr. King as an expert in planning.
No objection.
Mr. Finch, any objection?
Nope.
Do you not see Mr. DiBiase? Any questions from the board? No objection.
Okay. Mr. King, I should have asked you this question previously. Page 35 of the impact statement, there's a one-page statement that looks like a statement of your qualifications. Did you prepare this statement?
I did.
Is all of the information on this statement, page 35 of the impact assessment, a true, correct, and accurate information as it relates to your education experience, professional affiliations, and expert testimony?
It is, except that in April of this year, I also became a certified zoning officer by the Pennsylvania Association of Zoning Officials.
And what do you need to do to obtain that certification?
You have to have 2 years of experience and you have to pass a written exam.
Were you retained by National Land Developers to assess the economic impact of its proposed 434,000 square foot warehouse project here in Milford Township?
Yes, sir.
Before you can assess the economic impact of a project, what information do you need to gather, Mr. King?
Well, first and foremost, the scope of the project itself, the location of the project, the proposed job creation of that project, any kind of taxing implications of that project.
In this case, what information did you obtain regarding this proposed project? And from what sources?
Well, from the applicant himself, the plans, all the other studies by all the other consultants, from the Pike County Economic Development Authority, jobs data, and some more economic data, and just general review of the site itself.
You also had mentioned previously tax information. Gather tax information from local municipality?
From the county tax assessment.
From the county tax assessment.
Yes.
And would that information include information that relates to Milford Township?
Yes, it does.
Okay. How about the school district?
School district also.
Okay. So that was all encompassed within the information you got for the tax assessment office?
Correct.
Okay. Is the location of proposed project a factor relevant to the assessment of the impact of the project?
Yes, to some extent.
And to what, how does location factor into the economic impact of the project?
Well, it's proximity to the interstate, particularly in this case, I think has a pretty large factor in this case.
Now, Mr. King, in the impact statement, there is a report titled Economic Impact of Proposed 434,000 SF Warehouse, beginning at page 527 of the impact statement, and going over to page 535. Did you prepare that report?
I did.
Does the report consider, strike that, in determining economic impact, what types of impacts do you consider, Mr. King?
Job creation, taxing, probably a little bit more abstract is the type of employment that will be taking place there, and will that affect or attract other employment in the area?
Now, reading through your report, I saw you use terms direct economic impact, indirect economic impact.
Yes.
What is a direct example of direct economic impact?
A direct economic impact would be job creation at the facility itself, increased tax revenue from that facility that would be direct.
Okay. Assuming, would I be correct in assuming that a with respect to the number of employees that you assume for this project, what was the source of your information?
The source of that information is the applicant himself.
And what were the number of employees that the applicant estimated to you?
Approximately 110.
And did you compare that estimate to any other project data or studies that have been done to see whether or not the applicant was in line with other warehouse projects of a similar size?
Yes.
And what sources do you look at and make that consideration?
An internet search and look at the types of jobs that are created in these types of facilities.
Okay. In your experience as a planner, Mr. King, are there any rules of thumb or guidelines for determining how many employees a warehouse would be expected to have?
They can vary significantly depending on the type of goods that will be housed at the warehouse and the amount of automation that will be taking place there. So in this case, I relied on the applicant.
Okay, fine. You said you used 110 employees. In your report, you also referenced construction jobs. Is that a direct or an indirect economic impact?
Well, the construction jobs are direct while the construction is taking place, but they're temporary versus permanent for the people who work there.
And how do you estimate the number of construction jobs that will be generated from a project of this size?
Well, I didn't really estimate a number in here, but I did say it could be as high as several hundred, based on the size of the facility itself.
And again, what are the variables that affect making an estimate?
Well, again, the size of the facility, the construction time frame, the amount of equipment that's used versus humans.
In addition to construction jobs, are there any other impacts, perhaps, that could result from a warehouse project of this nature at the job site?
We would expect some indirect job creation for services to service this facility, restaurants, things like that, retail.
Did you study employment patterns in Pike County?
I did.
And what's the purpose of studying employment patterns, existing employment patterns, as it relates to any impact study?
Well, we're looking at the concentration of the types of jobs in Pike County. Okay.
What is the source of the information that was available to you for that research?
Mostly the Pike County Economic Development Authority.
Okay. Do they have published reports that you consulted?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the name? Do you remember what the name of the report was or the reports that you studied?
Off the top of my head, okay. I'm sure it's noted in the report.
All right. Could you tell us, please, from your review of that information that Pike County publishes, what the employment patterns in Pike County are, or have been?
Well, there's a large percentage of Pike County employment is in the retail and hospitality industry, much higher percentages that are found across the United States.
And according to your report, and they get data you got from the Economic Development Authority, what are those percentages?
In the retail sector in Pike County, 25%, over 25% of the people are in the retail sector versus 9.7% in the United States, and 21, almost 22% in the hospitality sector in Pike County versus about 8.7% nationally.
And what is the source of your information regarding the national percentages? Is that U.S. Census data, or is it another publication that you refer to?
The Bureau of Labor Statistics data.
Okay. Again, published data.
Published data, correct.
What is the relevance, or what was the fact that Pike County had a much higher percentage of employees in the retail and hospitality industries compared to the United States data as a whole? How is that relevant to your economic impact study?
It's relevant because there's such a large concentration of the employment in those two sectors that should there be a downturn such as we had with the pandemic in hospitality and retail, that disproportionately impacts Pike County versus the United States as a whole.
In a negative way.
In a negative way, correct.
How did the development of a warehouse, would you anticipate that the development of the warehouse and the jobs that it would create would have a positive or negative impact?
I believe it would have a positive impact because it would diversify the workforce in Pike County.
And what are the potential consequences of diversification of the workforce in your opinion?
More economic stability, diversifying the local economy helps reduce the risk of economic downturns caused by fluctuations in the specific industries, and higher paying jobs. The warehouse jobs will typically be paying higher than what's paid in the retail or hospitality sectors.
From the standpoint of taxes, what are the consequences of the development of a warehouse type project?
Well, currently that site has an assessed value of about $71,000. When the project's completed, based on the cost of construction, I estimate that there'd be an estimated assessed value of just over $6 million. So about a 9 times increase in the value of the tax assessment.
Now, the information you got regarding the current assessment came from what source?
Came from the Pike County Tax Assessment Office.
And from what source did you obtain an estimate as to the cost of construction, which you utilized in determining what the assessment would be for the warehouse?
That would come from the developer or the applicant.
Okay, and in this case, do you remember the number that you were given?
Yes, so we're talking about approximately a $50 million project.
Now, I'm looking at page 4 of your report, that's page 531 of the impact assessment, and at the bottom of that page, you have a little table there, calculation of estimated property taxes using CLR formula. What is CLR formula?
The CLR is a common level ratio. That's the ratio used throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's a multiplication factor that takes the assessed value times a certain amount to come up to a market value.
And does each county in Pennsylvania have a different kind of level ratio?
Yes, they do.
Okay. And it's done on a county-wide basis?
It's done on a county basis, yes. Okay.
And what was Pike County's common level ratio number?
8.26.
Okay. Now, in your little chart there, you use that common level ratio and the, first of all, I see you did a calculation first and you came up with a, it looks like 1 divided by 8.26 equals 0.121. Mm-hmm. What is the 1 divided by 8.26? Is that the multiplier?
That's the multiplier. So in this case, we're going backwards. We're going from the $50 million market value down to assessed value of just over $6 million.
And that's where you got it coming from.
That's where
you got calculated, arithmetic calculation.
Yes.
And then from that number, you multiply by 1,000. Correct. Or divided by 1,000. The 6,050,000 divided by 1,000. And what is the 6,050 that you got for the product? Well, what relevance is that?
Well, that's so you could figure out the millage and come up with an actual estimated property tax.
All right. And what was Milford, the Milford Township millage that you utilized?
The millage we used for Milford Township is 1.52.57.
152.57, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you, by multiplying that number, that millage, by 6,050, mm-hmm. you developed the generated estimated tax revenue, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, is that property taxes the Milford Township would share with the county, or was that just Milford Township?
That would be shared by all three taxing bodies, the township, the county, and the school district.
And after you had developed that number, then did you determine what percentages would go to Delaware Valley School District, the Milford Township, and Pike County?
Yes.
And how do you determine what percentages go where?
That comes from the millage rates that are published by the Pike County Tax Administration Office.
So is the 152.57 a county
total? That's a total number.
Okay. Now, would I be correct in assuming that there are costs that would be incurred as a result of the development of this warehouse facility?
Sure.
And what type of costs?
Police, fire services are usually the biggest ones. Facility like this, I would assume trash would be handled by private hauling. So police, public safety is usually the largest.
And did you consider cost to the municipality in your economic impact?
I did.
And what sources did you consult to determine the cost associated with this project?
I don't know that I did an actual analysis of the actual cost for this project, but what I did was an overall analysis of the cost of services provided to commercial projects versus residential projects.
All right, why don't you tell us about that? From what source do you obtain the information?
This is based on a study that is prepared by the American Farmland Trust that illustrates the need for commercial development to offset the cost of government services to residential taxpayers. So basically, what they found is that residential development costs a municipality $1.16 for every dollar it brings in for tax revenue, versus a business costs a municipality 30 cents for every dollar it brings in on tax revenue.
And from that standpoint, Mr. James, do you conclude in your report that the tax impact on the municipality would generate strike that question. Generally speaking, if you could summarize what you just told us, does a municipality benefit more or less from a tax revenue standpoint as distinguished from costs from a commercial type project or industrial project than it does from a residential project?
Yes, it does.
So the development, would be a fair statement, the development of a warehouse project helps to, has a positive impact on the township from a revenue standpoint?
Yes.
And helps to balance what you projected to be a negative impact on the residential project?
Correct.
In identifying these standards that the Board of Supervisors is required to consider in its review of this conditional use application, one of those considerations is whether there's a community need for the proposed use at the proposed location. Aware of that, Mr. Kennedy?
I am.
Okay. In your professional opinion, is need a determination that is somewhat subjective?
Yes.
Recognizing that, do you have an opinion as a professional planner based on the information you've reviewed as to whether there is a need or demand for warehouses in Milford Township generally and in this area of Pike County?
In my opinion, yes, there is a need for this type of development.
And could you explain the factors that you considered in reaching this opinion?
One, looking at the site is a I would consider a prime location. It's in a development district. It's a permitted use in that district. Right now, the site is wholly underutilized, produces very little in the way of tax benefits or employment benefits. They would be the major factors there. Not to mention the diversification of the employment patterns throughout Pike County.
Okay. Now, part four of your report is titled Market Analysis. What relevance is this market analysis to your economic impact report?
Well, if there's no market for the project, it wouldn't make much sense to build it.
Did you conclude that there is a market demand for this kind of warehousing, this part of Pike County?
Yes, I did.
And on what did you base that opinion?
The review of the municipality as a whole and the types of facilities that are there, and it seems, and it is, recently there is a demand for warehouse space, not only here in Milford Township, Pike County, and Pennsylvania, but the United States as a whole. We've seen the proliferation of things like Amazon and everything. There's more deliveries being done to homes than there are people going out and shopping in stores anymore. Things like that.
Okay. And as a planner, you consider all of those factors, though, in your opinion?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you also have an opinion as to whether creation of warehouse space is crucial generally to commerce in this part of the country as well as in the United States as a whole?
Yes, I believe it is crucial.
And do you have some idea as to whether, as to the number of warehouses that exist in Milford Township?
Not
take a survey?
Yeah.
Okay,
no.
Just curious. In your report on page 535 of the impact statement, you state a conclusion, Mr. King. Would you read your conclusion, please?
Yes. Overall, the direct impacts of the proposed new 434,000 square foot warehouse in Milford Township, Pennsylvania, with respect to its economic impact on the surrounding area will be positive, resulting in new job opportunities, increased tax revenue, and economic growth in the area.
And would you read your last sentence?
All opinions rendered within this report are done so with a reasonable degree of land use certainty.
And you stand by that conclusion?
I do.
I conclude my direct examination of Mr. King.
I
Okay, so we have set aside 3 hours from 6 to 9 for tonight's hearing. We're at 8:47, and I'm not certain that we would be able to complete cross-examination of the witness, so...
Can we try?
Sorry?
Can we try?
What's your preference?
I don't mind trying.
Any preference you have?
I guess we'd prefer not to bring Mr. King back if it's going to be 5 minutes. You know, seems to me that we're going to try to finish.
John, it's not going to be 5 minutes. At least mine might be 5 minutes.
Yeah. Definitely be less.
That's correct.
We'll stop at 5 for the procedure of selecting the date. That still gives us about 10 minutes.
Mr. King can come, he thinks he can come back. I guess it depends on the date that he fixed, but that's fine. That's fine.
Is everybody fine with that?
Go ahead and come back.
Is that good with everyone?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think we should, we need to work on a date that works for the different group. We were looking at the same Monday next month, but I believe that might create some issues.
I think we're looking at Tuesday, weren't we? Because Monday's out.
Yeah, that's you.
Folks, while they're mulling that around, I would just ask you to please, as you're leaving the building, if you could please take any garbage that you have with you on the way out. We would appreciate that. We need to be good stewards of the Delaware Valley facility so that they allow us to return here.
My witness is available on June 20th, and I'm available on June 20th.
I cannot do the 22nd.
If the 22nd is on the table, my witnesses are available. Let's announce one anyway. That would save the advertising.
Yeah,
we will.
I don't think that the board would necessarily agree with not advertising. I think
you would start. Oh, I don't care about that. At your expense.
So, yeah, I think we'll need a motion to continue the conditional use public hearing for this application until June 22nd, from 6 to 9.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you very much.
So the next date is the 22nd of June at 6 p.m. tentatively at this location.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks. Thank you for being civil and patient.
John, I presume we don't need another letter for me.
An extension.
Time extension.
Time extension.
No, I don't understand why.
Excuse me, you never ordered the first one, right?
We can have this one.
You want that, sure? Oh, you had it.
You can have it available.
Can you email it to me, is that possible?
Sure, the first one.
Yeah, the first one, no. I must have that, I should have read it later.
I